alternating from week to week between cocaine and ambition. Nothing could exceed his energy when the working fit was upon him, but now and again a reaction would seize him, and for days on end he would lie upon the sofa in the sitting room, hardly uttering a word or moving a muscle from morning to night. Frequently, I had to witness the public injecting of cocaine and sit in the constant fug of Holmes's strongest shag tobacco. Indeed, the detective's before-breakfast pipe consisted